Language and me. Language has always been a struggle. When I was a very young child, my father was working on his dissertation at Yale University. My mother worked to earn a living while he climbed the academic ladder. That left me with a Negro maid for a companion. Everyone was too busy to talk, so I grew up largely without language. My brother, 2 years older, but he was in elementary school and thought I was too dumb to spend time with. I grew to be 5 years old, talking very little and very badly. Boys develop language later than girls, so that added another burden as I struggled through primary school. By the time I was beginning to make progress, the family moved to another part of the country that had a very different dialect, as well as some odd social customs that led me to avoid conversation. I remember trying to speak like they did by saying "yes, sir" and "yes, ma'am," when before I'd answered others with a polite "yes" and "no." Then, in my effort to use the new tongue, I made a fatal mistake. I violated regional customs by saying "yes, ma'am" to a black woman, bringing ridicule and contempt on myself by unforgiving classmates. Thereafter, I decided to remain mostly mute. In secondary school, I was a good enough student, but lazy and unsatisfied with big grades. I didn't have the language skills, nor did I come from the right part of the country to feel comfortable talking to girls. Instead, I drew attention to myself in sports and mathematics. I could work math problems faster than the instructor, which brought me certain fame. And I played basketball better than most at that school. As I approached my senior year, my parents decided to do something about my verbal poverty, neglected for so long, by insisting that I enroll in a course in Latin. By that time, I was old enough to rebel, so I enrolled like a good son and felt without a second thought. Skill in math, athletic ability, and the fact that my father was a professor who passed on to me and my brother good textbook English earned me an appointment to the USA Naval Academy. At that time, the course of studying was the same for everyone, electrical engineering, with one exception, foreign language. We could choose the language we wanted to study, but a problem remained. How would I, with my lack of verbal skill, compete against those who had studied 3 years of French in high school, 4 years of Spanish, or 2 of German? The solution became obvious when I saw the list of choices. I would take Russian and be assured of level playing field. Russian language studies at the Naval Academy opened new worlds. I led the language program not knowing the Russian words for horse or grass or even green, but it wasn't fatal, for studying the language led to a study of Russian history and literature, which immediately became a passion. What a world Pushkin, Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, and Chekhov, and many, many others opened to an American student who had been fed nothing but anti-Soviet propaganda since the end of the Second World War. I left the Naval Academy in the third year of study to begin an academic career that focused on Russian history and world civilization.